Sri Lankans crowded polling stations throughout the capital Colombo this morning to decide whether the incumbent president or his former army chief should lead the nation's recovery from a 25-year civil war. However, enthusiasm for the poll in minority Tamil areas most affected by the fighting remained light, and early morning explosions in the northern city of Jaffna were expected to further suppress voting. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
More than 14 million people are registered to vote against a backdrop of heavy security and tension, with fears that Election Day will be as bloody as a campaign in which 5 people were killed and more than 800 violent incidents were recorded. President Mahinda Rajapaksa and General Sarath Fonseca are the surprising rivals in a contest in which the defeat of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Alam in May has figured heavily in campaigning, with both claiming credit. Before polls opened Tuesday, several explosions were heard in the northern city of Jaffna, a predominantly ethnic Tamil city. An election monitor said one blast was a grenade attack on the office of a ruling party organizer. However, an opposition Tamil lawmaker accused the military of firing artillery shells into the sea to dissuade voting among Tamils, who were expected to lean toward Fonseca. The executive director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jahan Pereira, says that the Tamils favor General Fonseca because he is backed by the prime minister who tried to end the 25-year conflict peacefully.
The leader of the main opposition party, Ranil Wickremesinghe, who as prime minister of this country tried to resolve the conflict peacefully and spoke of a power-sharing settlement on the lines of a federal solution, which was very dear to the hearts of Tamil people. So because the general, the opposition candidate, has behind him the leader of the opposition who has been very sympathetic to minority aspirations, I think that has also helped.
The presidential rivals have accused each other of corruption. Whoever wins will take the reins of a $40 billion economy still waiting to taste the real fruits of peace, despite large Indian and Chinese investments into infrastructure and a stock market that returned 125% last year on post-war optimism. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.